Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show on WHRU-LP 101.5 FM. We are talking to Shadows of Night great Jimmy Sons.
This is not the album version. This is the version when Bill Trout and that went out to lunch. That's when I engineered, I'm going to make you mine, and this version of Mojo. And they're so tremendously different than the other stuff. They sounded like we really sounded. You know, that raw the chords on Make You Mine, how it starts. Bill Trout would have turned everything down and said, oh, no, you're distorting your speakers. This was just one take through each song. We got them both in one take.
One take.
And then they always take too long for lunch and getting back, and our time was up. And they said, well, we need to get a song. I said, we got them. Those two songs were the only two songs we cut at Chess, 2120 South Michigan Avenue.
Sure.
Where the Stones and everybody recorded.
Right.
And everything else was cut at Universal. And there's such a difference. I got my mojo working.
Just one word. I'm standing here, but just one word.
Did somebody say amen?
Amen. You had the rhythm section really cooking there.
Yeah.
Bass player and drummer.
Yeah. That was a great version. I'm proud of that song.
That is a great, great song. Going back to your first album, you also had songs by Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry, and they heavily influenced your music. Can you tell us a little bit about why?
John Lee Hooker. I don't know. We had that raw feel to it, and mostly because of me. We've always been very diplomatic in the Shadows. We took a vote on songs, and then we did exactly what I said. The originals were all different. When we did Light Bulb Blues, I was writing the words in the studio, and I got them all done, and the light bulb kept going out. And I was in the vocal booth, and I was in there because it was quiet. I couldn't hear the guys. And the light kept flashing on and off. And it built out. Well, when are you going to call this? This is kind of weird. I said, Light Bulb Blues. He says, that's stupid. I said, Light Bulb Blues. That's what it's called. I wrote it. That's what it's called. Bill Trout. I still think it's stupid.
It's one of my favorite songs, and we're going to play Light Bulb Blues next. Light Bulb Blues by Shadows of Night. Love that song, man.
Thank you.
We're going to do another back-to-back for everybody. It's Oh Yeah by Muddy Waters and Oh Yeah by the Shadows of
Night. Oh Yeah.
Oh Yeah. Ooh, I sounded better than you.
Good. Well, you're younger.
That's right. Not much.
My heart must be made of steel. She stay out all night, boy. She don't know how that makes me feel, but oh yeah. Someday I'm going to catch her soon. Whoop you in the morning. I'm gonna pet you in the afternoon. You want me to do like Daniel, sleep in a lion den. I asked her where she going, boy, and she tells me where she been.
Whoop you in the morning. I'm gonna pet you in the afternoon. Well, all right, well, all right. To turn about away, she'll break down and cry. I don't love you, Muddy, and don't make sense for me to lie. But oh yeah, someday I'm going to catch you. Whoop you in the morning. I'm gonna pet you in the afternoon.
She says she loved me, but best of all, she's my woman, my all. She's my lover, yeah, she's my all. We run around, have a lot of fun. She whispers my ear and say, oh, you're the one. Said, oh yeah, said, oh yeah, said, oh yeah, oh yeah. Picks up a telephone. Call Pilot at home. Said, hey, little boy, won't you be my daughter alone? Said, oh, yeah. Said, oh, yeah. Said, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You running hot. You don't know, baby, just what you got. Said, oh yeah. Said, oh yeah. Said, oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh. Have a lot of fun. She whispered to me softly and said, oh, you're the one. Said, oh, yeah. Said, oh, yeah. Said, oh, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, too, yeah.
Okay. Well, after the release of the Shadows debut album and the hit song Gloria, the band really took off. So you toured with Dick Clark, you played in Europe, and you played the famed Whiskey A Go-Go in L.A. So tell us a little bit about those days and some of the bands you performed with.
Well, we played a lot with the Byrds, and that was kind of fun. They were into the psychedelic stuff in the trip, and they were tripping all the time. And I remember there used to be a place right across from the Whiskey called It's Boss. And the Byrds were playing there, and we were playing the Whiskey. And we walked in there, and they said, you know, you ruined that crowd tonight. I said, well, what do you mean? He said, there wasn't anybody here. They were all across the street. I said, and then Noob Goon was playing Gloria. And then they did two songs. They were noticeably out of sorts, shall we say. And when he tried to do turn to everything, turn that syncopated beginning, they couldn't do it. They tried it three times, and they couldn't get in tune. That's when McGuinn's famous line, "We tune because we care." And David Crosby yelled, "And we're out of tune." They're funny. But they did do two songs. And said, "Hey, our buddies from Chicago, you know, Shaz the Knife, Goya and everybody cheered, they're going to come and play that right now." And they said, Gwen said, I got to get this right. I got to get Mike Clark is out of it. And I said, okay. They never came back. All their equipment, their guitars, everything was there. We were playing. And so we did, like, I said, they'll be right back, and did another song. Then we did Oh Yeah, and then they never came back.
So when you would play these places like the Whiskey, did you guys share equipment? Now, obviously, you didn't share guitars, but did you share
speakers,
everything. Amps, PAs, all that stuff?
Well, yeah. When you walked in, if you're the headliner, everybody used your stuff because you didn't move it. But they didn't use, like, the kick pedal and the snare drum usually. They didn't use their own. And but that birds thing, they just took off.
They flew, huh?
No,
the birds flew away.
They flew away. So we did the rest of the night after we did the Whiskey. And the owner said, I don't know what to do. I said, give me the pay. Just give me the pay. We played.
Yeah.
Give me their pay.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
All right, good.
They never said a word about it. And we used to play with Steppenwolf a lot.
John Kay.
Yeah. And Goldie McJohn.
Yeah, the keyboard player. Oh, I love
that
guy.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know him really well.
Well, let's get back to some of the Shadows of Night songs. Your follow-up album was called Backdoor Men, and it showed your continued interest in the blues.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Here's another Bill Troutism.
Okay.
I don't want to say our managers were not with it, but they're stupid. They didn't put Backdoor Man on the album.
The first one's
Say Backdoor Man. And it was already recorded, and it was a year before The Doors.
Right.
Backdoor Man.
Where's the song?
No Backdoor Man.
But anyway, you know, your follow-up album, Backdoor Men, just showed you a continued interest in the blues. Your first release was a song called Bad Little Woman. You know, how did they find that song? Because it was an obscure song by The Wheels out of Northern Ireland.
Once you get a song and that's somebody else's, you get a billion demos sent to you. I got 35 Van Morrison songs.
Wow.
One, Two Brown Eyes, Here Comes the Night. They were all sent to me before. And when you would get all the publishing companies, you would just, you know, that's like, I don't know, put out some kind of commercial, and then everybody starts doing that stuff. Have you noticed in the commercials in the last year and a half, I've all gone back to 60s songs?
Oh, sure. Because people our age are buying all the products.
Yeah. Well, and they fit more. You can get songs that fit what they're trying to sell.
Right.
You know? And we just, they sent that demo. We changed it a little bit. And it was our first venture. That's when FM started. It was our first venture into psychedelia. And the double time in the middle. That's where the strong song in that album was Hey Joe.
Yeah, I always loved Hey Joe.
Our Hey Joe was disputedly one of the top two versions of the Fast Hey Joe.
The Leaves, I think.
Leaves did it first.
Top. Yeah, they had
and Jimmy Harris, of course, did it too. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Birds and the Blues McGoos, everybody had versions. But ours, Ours had that Ravi Shankar when it double timed, and he did it. That was all. Kelly learned all that stuff from listening to Ravi Shankar for hours.
Really? You mentioned the Blues Magoos, and I really liked that album, Psychedelic Lollipop.
Yeah.
Did you know those guys?
Yeah.
Ain't Got Nothing Yet, wasn't that it?
That was a big hit off that album.
Yeah. When they had a good version of
Tobacco Road.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And Gloria. They had a Gloria on their albums. I don't know which one it was on.
Well, we're going to play one of the Shadows of Nights, you know, really good songs. You're really going to love this one. Yeah. It's called Bad Little Woman.
In 1969, you released one of my favorite songs, Shake.
Shake! Yes, it was recorded with five different guys. That was my second national recording contract. The first one was with Dunwich Atlanta. Then I went to Kama Sita Buddha after I parted ways with Bill Trout and fired all the original guys. I went, and 7 months later, I had a national hit. It was top 10, and it sold a million.
Okay. Well, let's listen to Jimmy with a rave-up performance of the song Shake from the outstanding 50th anniversary reunion concert album released in 2020.
Yep.
Okay.
You want to listen to rock and roll? Listen to that song 10 times
in a
row.
Can I say something?
Yes, you may.
That extended ending with all the guitar solos, that was Jim Peterik playing guitar. But that shake was by Rick Barr on drums, Greg Brucker on bass, Sidney Gottschall on keyboards and vocals, Mike Gottschall on guitar, and Jim Peterik on guitar.
It's a great version. I love that song.
And Jimmy Peterik is a great man. We all know that. But he's a true believer of rock and roll and music.
Well, that concludes today's episode of Talking with Jimmy Sons. I hope you're enjoying it. Please join us next week for part two of that classic rock show, broadcasting on WHRULP 101.5 FM and on demand 24/7. In other words, same bat time, same bat channel.